Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3464. We are continuing our series of looks back at 2023, the year in review for Star Wars storytelling. And today we've got three categories that we're going to be talking about. It's books, audiobooks, and short stories. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we are in our fourth installment of our 2023 year in review, looking at what happened in the world of Star Wars storytelling over the course of the year. Today, we're covering three categories. We're covering books, audiobooks, and short stories. And I would say that, you know, the year started out strong. One of the cool things that the fine folks in Star Wars storytelling have done over the last few years is to introduce an audiobook original, like an audio drama, if you will, to the roster of media that's being released. And this time, once again, it was a High Republic-related audio drama. It was the Battle of Jedha, which serves as sort of a fulcrum point between the two waves of Phase 2 of High Republic storytelling. That came out in January, and then they gave a script book for it in February. And it just brought me to mind about how much the High Republic has taken over publishing in terms of Star Wars publishing. Like, looking back over the year, there were only, I think, four novels that came out that were not related to the High Republic. So it was the Battle Scars novel, that was the tie-in to Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It was Inquisitor Rise of the Red Blade, and then Crimson Cline, which was a Kira backstory novel, and also Hunter's Battle for the Arena, which was a tie-in to the Star Wars Hunters video game that will show up in the U.S. eventually. Someday it'll happen. I don't know when, but yeah, someday. And then there were the three books that made up Wave 2 of Phase 2 of High Republic storytelling, and then they made a change, actually, where, you know, they had been releasing like three novels in the span of 2 months for the various waves of the High Republic, and now with Phase 3 at Star Wars Celebration, they announced that they are going to spread out the wave releases. And so for Wave 1 of Phase 3 of High Republic storytelling, like in previous years, we would have gotten all three novels by the end of the year. This time we only got Eye of Darkness by George Mann, which is the adult novel for Wave 1 of Phase 3. Now, I mentioned audiobooks with the inclusion of the Battle of Jedha audio drama original, and then of course all these books had audiobooks, but one of the other cool things that Random House World / Penguin Random House Audio that they've been doing has been releasing unabridged audio versions of books from the Essential Legends collection, right? So all the Legends novels that they've been re-releasing, a few here and a few there under this banner of the Essential Legends collection, one of the things that they've also been doing is having, you know, full unabridged recordings of audiobook versions of these. And I think the most recent ones would be I, Jedi and the Courtship of Princess Leia. And a while back, not this past year, but previous year, when they were doing that with Rogue Squadron over the last couple of years previous, those first four books, I had been listening to the audiobook versions of those as preparation for thinking, hey, we're going to get a Rogue Squadron movie and they're going to be taking some inspiration from those. So yeah, it's a great time to do it. But yeah, didn't obviously work out that way. Rogue Squadron, the movie still being in some level of development, but we are going to be getting more X-Wing related novels in the Essential Legends collection and presumably more unabridged audiobook versions as well. Meanwhile, for short stories, this was actually a really big year for short story storytelling. And, you know, me personally, like, that's a great thing. Like, I grew up reading mystery short story collections, like Ellery Queen Magazine short story collections from the library and whatnot. I'm not necessarily that old, but, like, old enough, basically. So Yeah, I have a fondness in my heart for short stories, and so we got the Return of the Jedi 40th anniversary collection, of course, and we've talked about that at length here in the podcast. We also got Tales of Light and Life, the collection that's supposed to bridge all three phases of High Republic storytelling. We've talked about some of those stories, but not all of them, so we will eventually get to the rest of those in 2024. We also got all the short stories in Star Wars Insider magazine. They finished out the phase two storytelling for the High Republic with the Tales of Enlightenment, and now they are doing phase three Tales from the Occlusion Zone. Plus, we also got three short stories from Return of the Jedi. So basically an extra three bonus stories supplementing what we got in the From a Certain Point of View collection. So yeah, a really big year in Star Wars storytelling when it comes to books, audiobooks, and short stories. And the fact of the matter is that we actually haven't really talked about a lot of these books somehow because there's been so much other stuff going on. So we will be catching up on this stuff in 2024, I promise you. And that is gonna do it for our look at the year in review 2023 in terms of books, audiobooks, and short stories in the world of Star Wars storytelling. And that's gonna do it for this episode of the podcast. If you have been enjoying this series of looks back, if you've been enjoying the stuff that we do on the podcast on a daily basis and have done for nearly 9.5 years now, I hope you'll consider supporting the show. One of the easiest ways you can do that is by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, a comment on YouTube or at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com, or even sharing this podcast with your friends, your family, your connections on social media that love Star Wars. Anything you could do along those lines would help get the podcast out to more people and help support the show. So thank you very much for considering it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.